sheni. And the Kohen will look at this person at the end of the second set of 7 days, which really means on the 13th day, because the seventh day is counted as the last day of the first set and the first day of the second set. And the Kohen will see that the nega became lighter, and it did not spread. And the Kohen will be mitaher this nega, mispachasi, it is a mispachas, which is a name of a nega, which is not tome. And the person will be tovel himself and tovel his clothing, and then he will be purified, he will be tar. And even though we are saying that this is a Mispachas, a name of a nega, which is tar, since he was muskar, he was locked up, he still needs to be tovel himself and tovel his clothing. According to the simple meaning of the pasuk, and that's the way Rashi Pashtus learns, the pasuk is telling us that the only time this person is tahar is only if the nega became lighter, like the pasuk says, vihine keoha nega. But if the nega would stay exactly the same after the second week, the person would be tameh. Frek the Ramban, this is a contradiction to the Taras Kahanim, who says that after the second week, if the nega stays the same, the person is tar. So how can we say that he is only tar if the nega became lighter? The Ramban therefore learns that of course, like the Taras Kahanim says, if the nega stays exactly the same, then the person is tar. What does the pasuk mean by saying vihine keah hanega, that the nega became lighter? It's telling us a chiddush, that let's say for example, the nega started off white like snow, and then after 2 weeks, it got lighter, and now it's white like the plaster, like Sidah Echel. So you might think that since it changed from one Mara Taras, from one color of Taras to another, you might think we look at it like a new Nega. And we say, let's start all over again. Let the Kohen look at it and give it a first week, and then if it doesn't spread, give it a second week. Therefore, this pasuk is telling us, Vihine Kea HaNega, even if it changed colors, since it's still one of the colors of Taras, it's the same nega, and if it didn't spread, it is tar, it is a mispachas. And the pasuk continues, Vim pasoy sifse ha-mispachas ba'or. If this mispachas will spread in his skin, acharei heiro oisoy el ha-koin l'tar osoy, after the koin saw it and said that it was tar, v'nira shenis el ha-koin, you must bring it back and show it a second time to the koin. V'ro ha-koin, and the koin will see it, v'hine pasoso ha-mispachas ba'or, and this mispachas spread in his skin, v'timoy ha-koin, the koin will then say it is tamei, saras hi, this mispachas is saras. So we see so far that there are two ways that the Kohen can tell for sure that this is Taras. If the dark hairs inside the Nega, two dark hairs turn white, or if the Nega spreads, whether it spreads after the first week, or after the second week, or even after the Kohen says it's Tahar, if it spreads after that, it is definitely Taras. And once something is confirmed to be Taras, then all the dinim that are stated in Parashas Metzora must be done to this person, which means he has to bring special karbonos, he has to shave off all the hair on his head and his body, and also they shecht a bird and sprinkle its blood upon him, like we will see clearly and in more detail in Parashas Metzora. Zok Rashi Pasuk Beis, Se'es Oysa Pachas, Shemois Negoim, these are names of Negoim, afflictions, Ulevonois Zumizu, and one is lighter than the other, Se'es is white like wool, and Baharis is even whiter, white like snow. And the Sapachas is the subcategory of both of them. Baharis, the literal meaning of Baharis is Chabar Burois Spots, Tire Balaz, V'chein, and so it says in Iyuv, Bohir Hu Bashchokim, the clouds were spotted in the sky. El Aharon, Gezeris HaKosavu, Shein Tumas Negoyim, V'Taharoson, El Alpi Koyin. It is a decree from the Torah that the Tumah and the Tahara of Negoyim must be done only through a Koyin. The Seir Ba'lovan Banega Hofach Lovon, Mitchila Shachar. Originally the hair was dark, V'Hofach Lelovon, and it changed colors to white, B'Soich HaNega, inside the Nega. U'Miyat Seir Shnayim, the minimum amount of hair is two. Omoik, Me'or Besore, it looks deeper. Kol Mara Lovon, anything that is white, Omaiku, looks deeper. Kemara Chama Amuka Minatzel, just like the sun looks deeper on a surface than the shade. V'time Oisoi, Yoimer Loi Tomeyata, the Kohen will say and declare that you are Tomei. Shesar Lovon, because two white hairs, Simen Tumahu is a Simen Tumah, Gzeris HaKosav, that is a Gzeris HaKosav. Rashi is bothered. It says that it does not look deeper. How is that possible? If that is a fact, that something that is light always looks deeper, how can the pasuk say va'omek ein mareho? Lo yadati piushoy. Therefore, Rashi says, I do not know pshat in these words. V'hiskir yaskirenu bebayis echad. He will confine this person to one house. V'lo yireh at seif hashavua. And the kohen will not look at it until the end of the week. V'yechichoy simanim olav. And then the characteristics of this nega, what will happen over the next week, will tell us if it's real taras or if it's not. And after the first week, if the nega was omad be'enov, b'mar'ehu, in its appearance, uvishiyure harishon, in the same size, if it looks the same and it's the same size, then the kohen will lock it up for a second week. But if it got lighter, and it's not one of the colors of taras, it will be tar. And if it spreads, then it will be tame. V'skira shenis hoyim pasa b'shavur rishon. But if it spreads after the first week, tame muklot, it is definitely tame, and the kohen will say that you are a tame. Keo hanega, if the nega became lighter, hucha mimarisoi, it got lighter from its appearance. Hoyim omad bimarisoi, but if it stayed the same, oy pasha, or if it spreads, tame, it is tame. Rashi here seems to be learning the pasuk like the simple meaning that if the nega stays exactly the same, then the nega is tame. It's only tar because it got lighter. And this is what the Ramban asked from the Toras Kahanim, that in the Toras Kahanim it states that if it stays the same after the second week, it is tar. The Ayin Ramban that we stated earlier, that he learns differently in the pasuk. The Ayin B'Sefer Divrei David on Rashi, who changes the girsa in Rashi in order to make Rashi fit with the pshat of the Ramban. Zok Rashi mispachas, shem nega tar, that is a name of a nega that is tar. The chibe is begod of the tar, and he washes, he's tovel his clothing, and he will become tar, even though he was tar because the nega is only a mispachas, hoyel v'niskok in lehesker, since he needed to be locked up, nikra tame, in a certain way he is still considered tame, v'tzarach tfila, and therefore he still needs to tovel himself and tovel his clothing. V'timoy ha-kohen, if it spreads after he was metaret, the kohen will be metame this person. U'mishetimoy, once he becomes tame, harehu muchlot, he is a definite mitzayra. V'zokok, and he needs l'tziporim, the birds that are mentioned in Parashas Mitzayra. U'letaglachas, and also to shave the hair on his body. U'lekarben, and bring a carbon. Ha'omer b'parashas zoistia, all that are stated in Parashas zoistia teres ha-mitzayra. Tzaras he. So Rashi ha-mespachas ha-zois, this mespachas, he is Lashon Akeva, he is going back on the word mespachas, which is also a Lashon Akeva, and when the Pasuk says, she is Saras, it is referring to, this mespachas is Saras. Saras is Lashon Akeva, the word Saras is Lashon Akeva. Nega is Lashon Zohar, the word Nega is a Lashon of Zohar. Rashi is bothered why sometimes the Pasuk says Saras he. She is Saras in the feminine. And in Pasuk Gimel, for example, it says Nega Saras who. He is Saras. Why does it say sometimes who in the masculine and sometimes he in the feminine? Therefore he says it depends on what the word he is going on. If it's going on Mispachas or Saras, then it gets a Lashon Akeva. But in Pasuk Gimel, where over there it says Nega Tzaras Hu, the word Hu is going on the Nega, and since Nega is Lashon Zohar in the masculine, therefore it says Hu. And the pasuk continues, Nega Tzaras Kisiya Ba'odom, an affliction of Tzaras that will be in a person, V'huva El HaKoyin, and it will be brought to the Koyin, V'roh HaKoyin, and the Koyin will see it, V'hine Se'es Levona Ba'or, and behold, there was a white Se'es in the skin, V'hi hafcha se'or lavon, and it had a simen tumah. The dark hairs, two dark hairs in the se'es turned white, or umichyas posochai ba se'es. There was a spot of healthy flesh in middle of the se'es, in middle of the nega. The pasuk is telling us over here that this se'es had one of two simani tumah. Either the dark hairs turned white, or the Torah is telling us over here a new simen tuma, the simen tuma of michyas basar chai, where inside the nega there was a spot of healthy flesh, and this is a simen tuma. Although you might think that healthy flesh inside a nega should be a simen tahara, the pasuk says no. Tzaras noishenesi ba'or b'saroi. There is an old tzaras inside the skin of his flesh. The Kohen will say that it is Tame. He shall not lock this person and quarantine him. Ki Tamehu, because he is Tame. So now we have discussed all three simani tuma of nige or basar, of a nega that is in the flesh of his skin. The first one is when two dark hairs turn white. The second one is pisyoin, when the nega spreads. And the third one is michyas basar chai, when there is a healthy piece of flesh in the middle of the nega. And although the simen tuma of pisyoin, of spreading, is mentioned by Baharis, like the Pasuk says in Pasuk Dalet, Vim Baharis Levonohi, and over there it says the simen tuma of pisyoin, of spreading, and in Pasuk Yud by Se'es, it says Michyas Basar Chai, the simen tuma of healthy flesh inside the nega, so you might think that only by Baharis is there a simen tuma of pisyoin, and only by Se'es is there a simen tuma of Michyas Basar Chai. On that Rashi says, this is not so. But rather, by all four colors of Taras, whether it is white like snow, white like wool, white like sid ha'echel, like plaster, or white like the membrane of an egg, all four colors of Taras are tameh, whether there is two white hairs, or whether there is michyas basar chai, or pisyoin, or it spread. The simani tuma of pisyoin, of spreading, of sar lovon, of two white hairs, and the only reason why it says pisyoin by Baharis and michyas basar chai by Se'es, the Shem Olam explains, because Diber HaKosov Behoyve, the Torah speaks about what is usual, and since it is more usual for Pisyoin to happen by Baharis, and for Michyas Basar Chai to happen by Se'es, therefore the Torah says it in that way. But really, all these Simani Tuma can happen by all four Marois of Taras. And the Pasuk continues, Vim Poreach Tifrach HaTaras Ba'or, if the Taras will spread in the skin, the Chisiso HaTaras, and the Taras will cover Eis Kol Or HaNega, all the skin of the person with the Nega, Meroshoi V'yad Raglov, the Taras will cover him from head to toe, L'chol Mare Eini HaKoyin, wherever the Koyin can see. And Rashi tells us, L'chol Mare Eini HaKoyin is teaching us that the Koyin must have good vision and be able to see well. But a Kohen whose vision is impaired, the halacha is he shall not look at Negoyim. V'roah HaKohen, and the Kohen will see, V'hine Chisaso HaTaras, is called B'sarai, behold, this Taras covers all the flesh of this person, the T.R.S. HaNega. The Nega is Tar, and the Kohen will say it's Tar. Kulay Hafach Lovon, the whole Nega, the whole person, changed to white. Tarhu, it is a Simen Tar. And the Mefarshim will ask, shouldn't it be just the opposite? If a gris, a size of a big bean of Taras, is enough to be metameh, so shouldn't we say, all the more so, a person who is covered with Taras from head to toe should be tameh? Why does the Torah say, Tarhu, that he is Tar? Rabbeinu Bechaye, and in Sefer Tzror Hamor, say that this is a Gezeris HaKosuv. Just like Parah Aduma is a chayk, we don't understand it, so too, a person who is covered from head to toe with Taras, that he is Tahar, that is also a chayk, a gezeris hakosov, and we do not understand it. The Ibn Ezra and the Tur offer an explanation, and they say, when the nega spreads from head to toe, and it covers the whole body of the menuga of the person with the nega, that shows us that the nega is not so deep. Just like when you have a small body of water, that body of water is deep. But if this small body of water that's deep spreads, it can cover much more ground, but it's not as deep anymore, it's shallow. Similarly, over here, when the nega spread throughout the whole body, that tells us that the nega is not so deep, it's only on the surface, and that's why it is tar. And on the day that inside the nega there appears in it basar chai, healthy flesh, yitma, it will become tamei. This is telling us again the din of michyas basar chai, that healthy flesh inside the nega is a simen tuma. For Rashi, we already know this earlier from Pasuk Yud. Why does the Pasuk have to repeat it over here in Pasuk Yud Dalet? Rashi says, because there is a halacha by michyo, that when the kohen looks at a michyas basar chai inside a nega, the din is that the kohen has to see the whole nega at one time. If the Kohen cannot see the whole Nega at one time, he cannot be Metameh the Nega. That's why if a Nega is seen on one of the Chof Dalet Rosh Eivarim, on one of the 24 tips of limbs, which are the 20 fingers and toes, the tips of the ears, the tip of the nose, and the tip of the male organ. If the nega is on one of these 24 Rosh Eivarim, then the Kohen cannot be metameit, because the Kohen cannot see it at one time. Since it slants to each side, the Kohen can only see one part of the nega at one time, and then turn the Eivar to see the other part of the nega. So the Pasuk over here is telling us, if this limb became fatter, so the slant became exposed, and the Kohen can see both sides of the slant at one time, he can see the whole nega at one time, then it is a simen tumah. And that's what the Pasuk is saying. Uv'yom heirois b'basachai, on the day that the Eivar became fatter, and the Kohen can see the Basar Chai, the Michya, and the whole Nega at one time, then Yitma, it will become Tame. And that is the Chiddush of this Pasuk by Michyas Basar Chai over what was stated before in Pasuk Yud. Rashi also tells us why the Pasuk has to say Uve Yoyim. The Torah could have said Uve Heirois by Basar Chai Yitma. Why is it necessary to say Uve Yoyim Heirois by Basar Chai on the day that he sees Basar Chai? And Rashi says, because there are Yoyim, there are Yomim, there are days that the Kohen looks at a Nega, and there are some days which the Kohen does not. Namely, the Kohen does not look at a Nega of a Chosin during the Shivas Shemei HaMishteh, his 7 days of celebration. And also, Boregel on a Regel, on a Yontif, the Kohen does not look at a Nega. Not a nega on the person's body, not on his clothing, and not on his house. Because we do not want to disturb the simcha of the chasen and the simcha of the yontif. And the pasuk says, V'ro ha-kohen es ha-bosu ha-chai. And the kohen will see this live flesh inside the nega, v'tim ha-oi, and he will say that it is tameh. Ha-bosu ha-chai tamehu. This live flesh is a simen tumah. Tzaras hu. He is tzaras. Who is a Lashon Zachar? Referring to the basar. This basar, this flesh, has tzaras on it. And the pasuk continues, Oichi Yoshev HaBosar Achai V'Nepach L'Lovon. If, oi over here means if the healthy flesh will turn back to white, Uvo El HaKoyin, and this person will come to the Koyin, V'ra'ohu HaKoyin, and the Koyin will see, V'hine, and behold, Nepach HaNega L'Lovon. The healthy flesh inside the nega, the michyas posachai, changed to lovan. Now that whole area is just regular white saras. The tihar ha koyin es nega. The koyin will be metaher the nega. Tahu. This is a simin of purity of tahara. The Shem Olam is medayek. Why over here in Pasuk Tezayin does the Pasuk use a terminology of Uvo El HaKoyin? He comes by himself to the Koyin, as opposed to Pasuk Beis, where over there it says Vehuvo El HaKoyin, as if somebody else is bringing this person to the Koyin. And he answers, because over there, the person never showed this Nega to the Koyin. He's afraid to come to the Koyin. He doesn't want the Koyin to say that this Nega is Saras. So therefore, v'huva el ha-koyin, he has to be brought against his will to the koyin. But over here, this person already had michyas posochai. He already had something that was taras. And now, this michyas posochai became white. So he really wants to be metaher this nega. He wants to make this nega tar. Therefore, uvo el ha-koyin, he himself will come to the koyin in order to see if the fact that this nega changed from michyas posochai to lavan, if it will be metar him, and that's why he will come by himself. Zok Rashi, Pasuk Yud, U Michyas, Shnimant Belaz. It means, in Old French, healing. Shenepach Miksas Haloivon, because part of the white in the Tzaras, Shebesech HaSeis, inside the Seis, changed Lamara Bosa to the appearance of regular flesh. Afu Simen Tumah. This is also a Simen Tumah by itself. Sar Lovon Beloy Michya. Two white hairs without michya, healthy flesh, or michya and healthy flesh below sar lovan, without two white hairs. Both of them alone are simani tumah. Even though the simen tumah of michya is only stated by the tzaras of se'es, af b'chol mahamaris, also by all the colors of tzaras, b'tol v'sehem, and the offsprings, whether the primary colors of white like snow and white like wool, or the toldos, the offsprings, white like sidra echel, and white like krum shalbeya, all of them, if they have michyas pasuchai, hu simen tumah, that is a simen tumah. Taras no shenasi, maka yishonahi. tachas hamichya. There is an old wound underneath this michya, underneath this healthy flesh. V'chaburuzu nearest bria m'mala. This bruise looks healthy on top. V'tachteho malei alecha. But underneath it, it is full of fluid. Sheloi toimar. You shall not say, hoil v'olso michya, since this tzaras seemed to have healed, healthy flesh grew in middle, atarena, I should be mitarit. Therefore the pasuk says, no, there is really an old wound underneath this michyas basar chai. And if the tzaras spreads, may rosha shel adam vad raglov, from head to toe of the person who has tzaras, l'chol mari ein ha'koyen. So Rashi, prat l'koyin shechoshach me'ori. A koyin that cannot see well should not look at negoyim. Well, v'yom heirois boi basar chai, on the day that you see the mechias basar chai, he will become tamei. Im samcha boi mechia hari kfar pirish shemechia simen tumo. The fact that a mechia is a simen tumo was already said earlier. Why does the pasuk repeat it? Elo only hari shehoya hanega becha mi'esrim v'arbor roshi evorim. If the nega was on one of the 24 tips of limbs, she'ein mitam moyim mishum michya, that are not mitame because of michya, lefi she'ein nira hanega kula ke'echod, because the nega cannot be seen at one time. She'shofea elach ve'elech, the limb slants to each side, v'choz erosha ever. But if the tip of the limb changed, and what happened was, it became fatter, v'nisgale shipuoi, it became exposed, the slant, ayde shuman through the fat, the limb became fatter and became wider, and this way you were able to see both sides of the slant at one time. And the michya can be seen at one time. The pasuk over here is telling us that the person will become tummy. Uviyoim, and on the day, Matam Loimar, why does the pasuk say Uviyoim? Lilame, to teach you, Yesh Yoim She'at Aroyaboy, there are days that the Kohen looks at Taras, Yesh Yoim She'at Aroyaboy, and there are days that the Kohen does not look at Taras. Mikan Amru, from here, the Chachamim said, Chason, a groom, Noisnin Loi, Kol Shiva Shimei Amishte, we give him all 7 days of his celebration that we do not look at his Taras. Loi, not on his body, ulit stilisoi, luksusoi, and not on his clothing, ulubesoi, and not on his house. V'chein boregel. And so is the din for everybody that on a yontif, the kohen does not look at negoyim. Noisin loi kol yumei haregel. We give him all the days of the regel that the kohen will not look at his negoyim. Saras, who? He is Saras. Rashi is bothered by the lashon zachar of who? Zot Rashi ha-bosor ha-hu. This flesh. Saras, who is going on the basar? And basar is lashon zachar. That's why it says who.